Charlotte-based Cardinal Innovations Healthcare is the largest provider of mental health, developmental services, and drug treatment in the state. But lately, Cardinal has made headlines for excessive executive pay, which state officials say is illegal. For the second time in less than 5 months, state officials have released a scathing audit of the company, one that, quote, raises concerns about the entity's solvency and ability to continue to provide services in the event of a significant change in its leadership team. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Cardinal is not a for-profit company, but it's not a nonprofit either. Known as a local management entity slash managed care organization, that's LME slash MCO for short, Cardinal and six other LMEs in North Carolina are a way for the state to outsource mental health care, addiction treatment, developmental programs, and other services paid for by Medicaid. The thinking here is these semi-private LMEs would better control costs and give the state and patients more bang for each taxpayer buck spent. And Cardinal gets a lot of those bucks, with more than $680 million in revenue last year, mostly from the federal government and the state. Then, last May, State Auditor Beth Wood released an audit which found Cardinal was hoarding $70 million that was supposed to be spent on patient care. But they weren't so thrifty when it came to company leaders. The audit said Cardinal spent freely on lavish trips for their board of directors, company parties, and a $12,000 car allowance for Richard Topping, Cardinal's CEO, who the audit also found was paid $617,000 in salary and bonuses, more than three times what the state law allows. That audit got the attention of officials at North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services, or DHHS, and they launched their own audit, says Dave Richard, Deputy Secretary of Medical Assistance.
We saw several things. One is we agree with the state auditor that the salary was beyond what the current state statute allows.
And that would have been noteworthy on its own, because DHHS is the conduit for both the federal and state tax dollars that make up Cardinal's budget. But, Richard says, their audit found something else as well.
Additional items that concerned us significantly around severance pay for not only the CEO, but also for multiple staff members.
10 additional staff members, to be precise. These severance packages, Richard says, were extremely generous in terms of both length and cause. The top 10 staff members are guaranteed between 2 and 3 years of full salary, plus health care. That severance package triggered not just for being fired without cause, as is standard, but for a whole slew of reasons, including regulatory changes that materially alter Cardinal services, certain changes in the company's board of directors, even changes in revenue, or if the CEO is fired or resigns for any reason. When all this and other factors in the report are taken as a whole, it makes you wonder.
It sounds like that could mean that these key 10 positions have more allegiance to the CEO than the company that they are there to lead.
That's correct. I think that you've identified one of those important issues is that this is an organization. They are a public entity, and again, in any kind of organization, if you have the allegiance of the key staff members to one individual, the CEO, not to the board of directors or the organization itself, then we believe you put in jeopardy the ability for that organization to sustain itself.
Richard Topping, Cardinal CEO, has the same severance package as well, a guaranteed 2 to 3 years at full salary plus medical. And to be clear, Dave Richard says none of the other six LMEs in North Carolina are anywhere near as generous.
We've seen nothing that comes close to this. This is beyond an outlier.
And he has some harsher words as well.
I think it undermines the trust of the public in terms of this organization and the way that the board has executed their responsibilities.
Cardinal's board, after all, does have to approve these compensation and severance packages. And that is where the Department of Health and Human Services will now focus. This new audit includes a line which reads, if Cardinal, quote, fails to take appropriate action to immediately correct the problem, the state would have grounds to terminate the contract. As for Cardinal, they declined our interview request, but they did send a statement, which itself has some news. Cardinal Innovations is in active litigation with the state to address and resolve concerns raised by the state auditor and reiterated by the Department of Health and Human Services. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.